The Accelerating Infrastructure Task Force, set up by the government and chaired by Minister for Public Expenditure Jack Chambers, to ask and find ways to build houses, roads, water and power plants and more faster, has come up with a plan with 30 actions and deadlines. It'll be made public later this morning. David Murphy is with us. He's our Economics and Public Affairs Editor. Morning, David. What's the plan?
Good morning, Gavin. Well, I think the main thing really is that there's a huge sense of frustration, particularly within government, at the enormous delays facing big housing, transport, water and electricity projects. There's a lot of frustration that perhaps there are too many regulators in Ireland. There's 90 overlapping regulators. And for instance, a big project by Ishka Éireann has to go through 9 regulators. So this plan is about addressing those delays.
What are judicial reviews and what have they got to do with this plan?
Well, there's been a huge surge in these legal actions. So what they actually are is they're a mechanism whereby people can go to the High Court to overturn a decision like a planning permission. The real problem is that when the High Court decides to quash a decision and, for instance, Ishka Éireann or ESB has to go back to square one and it can set back a project potentially by years. And that's one of the problems, particularly in relation to the delivery of housing and also in relation to the delivery of utilities like water and electricity. So what they're looking at is exactly how they can address that and limiting those type of legal actions.
Jack Chambers, talking to Jackie Fox on This Week on Sunday, talked a lot about, quote, certain individuals weaponizing judicial reviews. What was he talking about?
Yeah, he made that comment specifically in relation to the Metro. So as was reported earlier during the week, there has been a judicial review taken by residents in Ranelagh in relation to the Metro. And his particular point is that no resident group or resident association should be able to supersede the common good. And what they're really looking at is taking critical infrastructure projects and being able to fast track them. And the government is going to introduce a critical infrastructure bill early next year to try to accelerate the planning for those type of projects. The other thing that they're going to do is use emergency powers to try to get some projects through the planning system faster. They're also going to reform legal fees as well and narrowing the grounds under which people can take judicial reviews.
So will this plan stop judicial reviews?
I don't think it'll stop judicial reviews, but the idea is that it would make it more difficult to take judicial reviews. But like with any of these things, this is a government plan, and indeed that plan itself could be open to a judicial review. So I think the government may well be thinking that anything they do in this area could be open to a legal action to halt it.
The Irish Times is reporting that the plan will make the Minister and Secretary General of various departments fully responsible for implementing the plan. What does that mean?
Yeah, so within this plan, there are going to be 30 actions, and then each one is going to be overseen by a specific department. And the task force which has been involved in drawing up this plan is essentially going to be across that and ensure its implementation. So effectively, this is a kind of a mechanism to make sure this report doesn't gather dust.
What else is in the plan?
Well, one of the interesting things in it is looking at the way compulsory purchase orders have been handled. And what we saw in, for instance, the housing plan, which was published recently, there was a lot of emphasis on using compulsory orders. But what this plan today says is that they will be using compulsory orders, but it will be under Commission Plenola. That's something that Jack Chambers spoke about when he was talking about the plan on Sunday on This Week.
Haven't we been here before?
I think we've heard lots of plans about speeding up infrastructure, speeding up delivery. You'd like to say this
blaming
time it's different.
Blaming judicial reviews, for example.
Sure. You'd like to say that this time it's different. Like many government plans, sometimes they take a lot longer to implement than you might hope. Certainly, there's a lot of concern about judicial reviews. Their use is up 30% so far this year. They're up 40% last year. If you take, for example, the Greater Dublin Drainage Scheme, which is supposed to provide sewage to a lot of Dublin, Meath and Kildare, and a lot of new housing is dependent on that scheme going ahead. First went for planning in 2018. There was a judicial review. There's now a second judicial review. They're still way off getting underway with that. And it's holding up perhaps what is the biggest social issue in Ireland right now, which is housing. Obviously, we've got problems with high rents, rising house prices and homelessness. And it's things like that that are causing huge problems. Whether or not this plan will work, well, we'll have to see.
David Murphy, our economics and public affairs editor, thank you. It's 18 minutes past 8.